It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, as he always does once a week, I have got Brett Kobernick with the Utah Avalanche Center. We're going to talk about some of the things that are going on up on the skyline. And the main focus of these, you know, reports and things is, you know, we're not telling anybody to not go out. We just want them to go out and have a fun time and do so safely. Right, Brett? That's what this is all about. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing well. Yeah, that's right. There's lots of opportunities up there for folks to get out and recreate safely, and a little bit of knowledge goes a long way, so I think that's the goal here.
All right. So let's get right on into it. It looks like, you know, today could be a different day as far as storminess is concerned. Then the weekend we're going to maybe slow down a little bit, but next week looks like there's a lot of activity coming our way.
Yeah, that's kind of the big picture. The avalanche conditions have kind of calmed down, and we actually are enjoying as low of avalanche danger as we've had since early January. Now, there's still plenty of weak snow deep in the snowpack, so the concern is that when we start adding more snow on top to what's already there, is that going to wake up that sleeping dragon and have that thing come to life and start producing avalanches again? I don't think we're going to see a whole lot of change this weekend. You know, it looks like we'll pick up a shot of snow, but it's not going to be a huge storm enough to really make things come alive as far as avalanche activity. So it'll be, it seems like it's going to be fairly quiet this weekend, and then we'll see what happens next week.
Well, and that's what we were talking about, is this weekend looks like it should be okay, but next weekend could be a completely different animal if things kind of come to fruition. If I remember right, I think there's maybe a reprieve on Monday, but the rest of the week there's some sort of storm activity. Is that right?
Yeah, it looks like, you know, by the end of the weather model runs, it looks like we could see up to like, oh, perhaps 2.5 to 3 inches of water weight. And that's like about the equivalent of about 2 to 3 feet of snow, and that's about a 10-day period. So we'll see what happens if that actually comes true. We'll be pretty concerned about how those old weak layers are behaving. The most important thing for folks to do is to check that daily avalanche forecast before they head out into the mountains. And that's updated by about 7 o'clock each morning, and that way they can see if the danger has increased and where the likely spots are to trigger avalanches and the terrain that's, you know, safer to go up and recreate in for that day.
And that was going to be one of my next questions. When we know that this storm that's coming is going to have a lot of water and it's going to be heavy snow. You made it kind of sound like that's kind of more concerning than just a regular snowstorm. Am I right or am I wrong in that aspect?
Yeah, absolutely. When we see higher densities, especially if it's coupled with some stronger winds, that tends to overload those old buried weak layers quite a bit more than just a nice low-density powder snowstorm that falls straight out of the sky. The big concern is that we still have weak snow near the ground. If we didn't have that, these storms probably wouldn't produce much avalanche activity. But we do have weak layers down there, so we're going to be real concerned, especially if we're dealing with higher densities.
All right. So most important thing right now, just make sure if you go out, do it safely. Make sure you have everything you need, right? And what are the best things that people can take out when they're going out into the backcountry during the winter?
Yeah, if you're traveling in avalanche terrain, which is any slope steeper than 30 degrees, if you keep your slope angles lower than 30 degrees, then you're not in avalanche terrain and you don't need to be concerned. But if you are traveling in areas with steeper slopes, you want to carry an avalanche beacon, an avalanche probe, and an avalanche shovel, and make sure everyone in your group has those as well. Real important if you're out snowmobiling or skiing or snowboarding in the backcountry, everyone keeps that gear. So in case there is an emergency, in case someone's caught, It's the only way you're going to be able to find them buried underneath the snow.
All right. And then once again, the website there for the avalanche reports every day is at 7 a.m.?
Yeah, that's right. 7 a.m. The forecast is updated, and that's at utahavalanchecenter.org.
All right. So once again, we've been speaking with Brett Kobernick with the Utah Avalanche Center. Be safe as you're heading out this weekend, but Brett, kind of the look forward is next weekend could be totally different.
That's kind of the thing. I think we're in kind of a holding pattern this weekend. Not a whole lot of avalanche danger, but let's keep our eyes on the prize for next week.
All right, and we'll talk about it then as well. Brett, thank you so much for taking out the time and reaching out to us and letting folks know how to be safe as they're headed out into the backcountry. We appreciate you.
Hey, thank you very much, Dave. This is awesome that you do these interviews for your listeners over there.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.